And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
You guys seem thrilled.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
The podcast.
It's the podcast.
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oh, it's the podcast. And once again, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day. And I have a gold for you.
Yes. If I had that money, I'd buy a fishing pole, a cast net, and a minnow train.
There you go, man.
A what?
Is that a new
fishing
one?
Pole?
It's one that we had from way back when that I never edited up. I found a gold. It's like a lost gold.
Oh, this is. It's like Indiana Jones.
I'll play it for you again.
Yes. If I had that money, I'd buy a fishing pole, a cast net, and a minestrain.
A fishing pole, a cast net, and a minestrain.
A minestrain.
I like a fishing pole.
Fishing
like
pole.
That.
Yeah, if I had that money.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like Granny from Bugs Bunny.
Tweety.
Yeah, if I had that money, I'd buy a fishing pole, a cast net, and a minestrain.
There you go.
I swear she says minestrain.
No, minestrain. Minestrain, like a strainer for minnows.
Thank you, bud.
Well, I mean, somebody.
My favorite is when people give the definition and they say the word in the definition.
Well, I mean, how many people knew what a minestrane was? Patrick says he didn't know, so I just helped. I did my part.
I do know what a minestrane is.
Yeah.
What's a minestrane?
Minestrane, that's something that you take to help you sleep at night, right?
No, it's a train of minnow. When the minnows all line up and then go in a line.
Oh, like on SpongeBob.
It's a minnow train. Yeah.
I got you.
It's just like that.
I get, boy, everyone was so ticked. All the people who thought it was going to be a SpongeBob halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Who
that was
that?
The thing? People thought that?
Well, yeah, they were teasing it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like Maroon 5 was putting out stuff alluding to them doing SpongeBob, and I think, not Big Boy, but the other one, Travis Scott.
Well, I mean, they had SpongeBob for all of, you know.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That was
5 seconds. Why
they were
completely stupid.
Well, they wanted it to be.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl, by the way. For anybody who thinks I'm crazy for asking all kinds of questions, I didn't watch it. I boycotted.
He straight up didn't watch the Super Bowl.
For the first time in my adult life that I can remember, I didn't watch it.
I didn't technically watch it because I was in a bar and it was on, but I was drunk.
Okay.
That was my own little way of protesting.
What happened with SpongeBob? He did show up?
So before the this really is not even worth us going into, but I will. He comes in and like at, I don't know, Maroon 5 guy Adam does like two songs or something. And then there's a little cutaway to SpongeBob. And there's like this asteroid coming down,
made no sense.
And then there's a shot from outside the stadium. It looks like it's going into the stadium, and then it looks like it's in the stadium, you know, with graphics. And then there's an explosion and fire, and then that guy
Travis Scott
comes
yeah.
out, and he starts, you know,
couldn't have
getting
told you who
bleeped
that guy
out
was if you had given me 50 chances.
Travis
I
Scott's
have,
got some
I, no idea.
Sick beats. I love Travis
no
Scott.
Idea. Okay, Bubba. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to ask you to stop adding into this conversation if you're going to praise
what?
Travis Scott.
I know who Travis Scott is, and I know
do
who
too.
SpongeBob
you couldn't
is.
Hear 40% of what he was saying because they kept bleeping it out.
Yeah,
which, bro,
I know,
you're on the
what,
Super Bowl.
And sometimes they don't like to be.
It was terrible.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
what a waste of my time.
Oh, I thought
you
that
know
was
you
just.
Can't do that.
I thought
yeah,
that was just
know.
Him doing. I didn't know that he was cussing.
No, he was being bleeped out. Technical. Yeah, it wasn't technical stuff, but. I was playing
awesome.
HQ because to the halftime show, I was
oh,
bored.
Oh, yeah, I was playing HQ, too.
Yeah, I was bored.
Did they
it
do a
awesome.
Special,
they
like,
did a
Super
special
Bowl?
Halftime show.
Yeah, they did.
Yep. I think I made it to the final question.
I didn't watch a puppy bowl. I didn't watch anything.
I had a separate TV set up for the puppy bowl.
I went out to dinner. I went out to dinner, and we had we sat at this restaurant, and they had it playing in the bar, and I just put my back to the bar, and I was good to go.
I had a couple friends over, so I had my big, big TV tuned to the game, and then in my dining room, I had a large TV tuned to the puppy bowl. So that way, when you went back in to refill your snacks, you could see who was being called for roughing the passer.
Oh.
It was adorable.
That's adorable. Puppy bowl.
I want to watch that. I wonder if they're doing a replay.
I'm sure you can find it somewhere.
On the internet.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a great podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
My neighbor's dog died.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
D, thanks for bringing the room down.
Sheesh. Yeah, and done.
Yeah.
All right, now we're done. All right, kiss everyone.
Wow.
So for those of you who may not have heard, we are going to the Pacific. We can't say what country we're going to yet, but we are going to be visiting with our military. I know we're going to a Navy base, an Army base, and a Marine base. Mm-hmm. And we can't say, like I said, where we're going yet. Hopefully, they'll tell us Monday or Tuesday that we have the go-ahead. There has been an email chain bouncing around between Patrick and people on the bases and with the Department of Defense, you know, just trying to make sure we're good. But it's OPSEC, you know, operational security.
And I don't know.
I don't think it's operational security.
They said it's an OPSEC thing. Well, just arrested that guy. They just arrested that Chinese student. Like 2 days ago, or maybe yesterday, for taking pictures of a military base. So he was spying, basically, for China.
I remember being a kid. My brother worked at Fort Eglin, where they did the I don't even know what it was, the C-5, the Galaxy, that big
one.
Gigantic airplane. And he worked on the engines on those. He was in the Air Force. And so we had gone out there to get a tour of one. And I was like, I don't know, 11 or 12, something like that. And we show up, and there's the CO's there to, you know, let us go on the tour. And he sees us, and he sees my dad's camera and goes, oh, you have a camera. And he was like, yeah, is that okay? He goes, yeah, but I got to make a call first. Hold on. He had to tell the MPs and everybody in security that we were going to have a camera while we were out there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he goes, what would have happened if they hadn't known we would have had a camera? They'd have rode up on us and halted the tour and, you know, with guns drawn, and then they would have asked questions.
Big D and I have been on some bases where we've gone into some pretty secure areas. I'm not going to say where, for OPSEC, but yeah, man, they not only do they check for cameras, I have a smartwatch. That goes off. That stays in the car in the parking lot. Phones completely are not allowed. They have to check your shoes. They check your mouth because apparently some of these spies will have USB drives as dentures. And they'll pop them out and...
That is true. What he's saying is 100%
true. 100%
true.
And they'll pop them out and start stealing stuff off of computers and put the dentures back in and then walk off base. So they do the whole thing. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Hmm. I was talking to a guy who, speaking of military, he flew helicopters in Afghanistan, I believe. Anyway, he is a retired Marine, and he was going, you know, they just did the graduation Paris Island, Paris Island, right, Bubba?
Yeah.
And he said that he was talking to one of the guys there, and he said that nowadays when the drill sergeant or whoever is, you know, in boot camp, is, you know, they yell at them, you know, they get them. If it gets too much for the
recruit,
they have a yellow card they hold up.
What?
And it's then they have to kind of back off because it's too much for them.
That's not true.
There's no way that's true.
That is not true.
He said it's true. And I was like, no way. And then I went, actually, you know what? I hope that is true. And I bet they do it on purpose so they can weed them out early.
Maybe. I don't know. That sounds pretty bad.
He said it was a yellow card.
Hmm.
You looking at it?
Let's bing it, boys.
Yes, let's bing it, boys.
Thank you, Rob.
Do y'all like my British accent? Let's bing it, boys.
Well, Rob doesn't exactly sound British. Yeah, I was going to say, Rob doesn't sound very British right there. I mean...
Let's bing it, boys.
I mean boys.
So more British than D.
Wow. Apparently this is a thing. They're called military stress cards.
Gosh.
Oh, wait a minute. No, it is false. I'm looking on a different thing. They're saying, no, this isn't right. They did
Let's
for a
go
few
to Google
years
and see what they say.
For a few years during the 1990s.
Bubba's using Bing. Let me Google it and get the real answer.
For a few years during the 1990s, the Navy did issue stress cards, but they weren't the get out of jail free thing that everybody tells you about. Rather that it said basically a bunch of resources that people could contact if things piled up and were getting too much for them. They weren't getting away with anything or anything like that.
At least
just
once
saying,
a day I read something now on the internet that makes me want to go, I think this is it. I think this is, we're done. A couple of days ago was that Mary Poppins is racist. And I was like, I'm good. We're done.
I saw an article like 2 days ago.
If Mary Poppins is racist and we can't even reference it, the guy in the New York Times is all furious about it. I'm like, I'm done. It's fine. I don't need.
Well, I was going to say the Army, if I'm not mistaken, like 2 days ago I read that they're making their training harder.
Yeah. They are.
Because, and you would think, like, you know, right now with all the kids coming in who are softer because all they do is play Fortnite.
No, they got to work harder to turn those kids around.
So they're going to, they're going to make it harder for them to get through and basically toughen them up. And that's what I was going to say is with those yellow cards or whatever you were just talking about. I mean, that is, that's crazy talk because, I mean, you can't take timeouts in the middle of battle. You know, when you're under an ambush or something, you can't go, hold on, wait, guys, hold on. Yellow card.
No.
Just doesn't work that way.
I'm seeing now that this looks like this is not true.
It's just something. It's like a wives' tale that people tell. Yeah.
God, he was so. I mean, he believed it.
Emphatic about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many things do people believe that are total crap?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Whatever.
I'm glad it's not true.
Yeah. That's.
But it is smart, though. I was just thinking, like, you know.
Weed out the really, really weak ones early.
Yeah. If you pull out a stress card, you know, I'm sure they write your name down.
You're on the list.
make sure that you don't go anywhere.
Could you imagine how many of these
sleeping,
guys?
While you're sleeping, they take it out of your nightstand next to your bunk, and then the next day you try to pull it out, and it's not there.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Can you imagine the number of guys that go into basic thinking that they're going to get a yellow card, and then, like, you know, 2 weeks into it, they're like, hey, I still haven't been issued my yellow card.
I don't think anybody that actually signs up has heard that story. I would hope not.
I had never heard of it, but I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Yellow card. I think soccer and people flopping.
Mm. Yeah.
Sandy, by the way, on as Facebook says, Bing sucks. Google it. No.
Google it.
No.
Google has their
crazy little algorithms. I mean, they all do.
Bubba's got to write better conspiracy theories into why we use Bing.
I get better results with Bing, especially on my
phone.
Everybody
else uses Google. Say, yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
On my phone, images come up much better. Google changed their thing about a year and a half ago, and they ruined image search. So,
sure. Were we doing something on the plane last weekend? Bubba was trying to find a fridge.
He was bigging it.
I got it
in like 5 seconds.
No, I didn't have
Google.
I didn't have a signal.
Sure. Blame it on the signal when I was sitting right next to you.
Yeah, but we have different things. I have Sprint. What do you have?
I have Verizon.
Yeah.
But it's all using the same
thing. No, it wasn't. My thing wasn't the same. Giggle
we
all
you
all
want. When did, oh, that was hilarious.
When did Carson and Patrick pick up the same laugh?
We are around each other too much. And anytime we get a chance to make fun of Bing, it's just easy. It's just so easy. Everyone else is using this one thing. I'm going to use another thing. Okay, fine.
Yeah, says the guy who doesn't listen to bands because they get too popular.
That's never been true.
What?
This is a thing that got put on me because I was making fun of other people who did that. That's never been true.
Smashing Pumpkins were so much better back in the day before people learned about them.
First of all, Smashing Pumpkins was better back in the day, but they were popular when they were better. I'm talking about they're not as good now as they were when they were popular. Don't put that crap on me. I will beat you in this argument. You've never been right.
Third party,
I hate you
Big
guys
D.
Sometimes.
I'm gonna say that I agree that I agree with all that.
You chicken. You.
Nice job.
Nice. That all comes from a time when I got mad at someone who's saying they didn't like Pat Green after he got famous. And I was like, what a dude. And then somehow it got twisted over in his bad memory to being that I said that.
I have a bad memory. Maybe
you both have a bad memory.
I don't remember who has a bad memory.
Are you guys all set up? Excuse me. I set up my international calling plan and data network yesterday.
I did not.
I haven't done it yet.
I have AT&T and it's $10 a day for mine.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's like it's
really
going to be $70 to go for a week. So
yeah,
that's nothing.
And he said, "Listen, you get there, and if you want to use Wi-Fi, you know, feel free. That's all free, of course." He said, "But as soon as you," I said, "Do I have to have it set on dates?" And he goes, "No, just I've got it on your account. So if you, whenever it picks up that you're in another country,
mm-hmm.
and it just works. So I'll always have it. So pretty sweet
forever."
I guess because he said it picks up that you're in another country and it kicks in.
Yeah, usually when I worked for a cell phone company, once it was on, it was on. But man, back in the day, you had to go through checks in order for them to put, they called it iDial on your phone because people would run up insane bills. They'd mm-hmm. get like, oh, cool, I get a signal, I'm going to call. And they'd come back to thousands of dollars. Like, well, no, you owe all that money.
Years ago, we had Kathleen Madigan on the show. She was telling us she had gone to Canada and done a tour and that she got all these outrageous cell phone bills. And they were like, well, ma'am, they were real smart with her. Like, well, ma'am, didn't you realize you were in another country? She goes, no, it looks exactly the same. It was just like I was here. They have the same kind of phone numbers. They have the same kind of roads. They have everything. I didn't even get to see like a kangaroo or anything weird. It was all just Canada.
Well, it used to be people that lived along the border sometimes would pick up a Canadian tower. And, like, they didn't realize it. So then they'd get these charges, and they'd call up screaming and kind of justifiably.
Yeah.
You know, I get it, but.
By the way, I'm not sure I like that Vivica watches the podcast, because then she sends me text messages with little things that say, be nice. You're getting a little overheated.
You I'm should like, listen what? To her. She's a good woman. Vivica, stay That's on my, top of that.
You know what?
Oh, I love it.
Like, no one used to text me in the middle of this.
Vivica is like Jiminy Cricket on your shoulder.
I know. What is that? I think you should probably talk softer. No, that's not my thing. No.
Any of those messages say, get a haircut? Or is it all?
No, just... she's still being nice about the hair.
I think she's holding out because, like, you posted that picture yesterday of you drinking Redneck Riviera, mm-hmm. John Rich's whiskey, mm-hmm. at Stonehenge. And
you want to see yourself, Twitter and Instagram, at Radio Patrick.
I noticed, though, in those photos, your hair looked great.
I was going to say the same thing.
Marianne Sophia, her first comment, who's one of our super fans, she saw it on Instagram, I think, and said, I was so excited because I thought you got a haircut, and then I saw this was an old picture. And she put a sad face. I was like, dang, that's some...
That was a good picture of you.
That's good looking Patrick. That's the one.
But you're also saying I'm not good looking now.
You're also
I'm saying you look very unkempt. You look very like you don't care, and you look comfortable. That's the problem. Right now, you're looking comfortable. It's the reason why married guys get
fat. It's also because I've gained like 40 pounds.
Yeah, I was gonna say
since
again, that's comfortable.
You know, mid November.
Yeah, but you know what? You can still be good looking and you know, overweight. Mm-hmm. You can.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
Listen, I'm just kind of letting the beard go, see what happens. I'm having some fun with it.
No,
I
we
like
know what
hair.
Happens. You're going to drive her away.
Mm-hmm. Ah, she's fine. I think we get within a couple of months of
Vivica,
the ceremony.
We got your back. Just let me know.
I haven't cut my hair yet. I think she starts to get nervous. But I think right now.
You are going to cut it before then, right?
I don't know. Right now, I'm letting it get through the awkward
phase. What do you mean
you don't
know?
It might look really good if it gets long. You don't know?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay. And I mean no disrespect to one of the greatest instrumentalists and one of my favorite singers of all time, Ricky Skaggs. He's got, and you're always talking about how you're getting the full Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
It looks cool.
Like, even Ricky
Skaggs.
It's
identifiable.
Skaggs.
You see Ricky Skaggs from across the room and you go, oh, look, Ricky Skaggs.
But you're not Ricky Skaggs.
I know, but that's my man. It might be my thing. You don't know. Mine might look a little different. I mean, like, oh.
Yeah.
Ricky Skaggs also not rocking a beard.
I know. That's how my mind's different. See?
I didn't mean that as like an idea for you to keep it.
You know, it's good.
No.
I don't mind the beard. I don't mind any of that. And I don't want you to think that I'm picking on you. I'm just saying you look better that way.
I also look better. I bet you if I lost 40 pounds, y'all might
not.
We
would
make
all
as much
look
fun.
Better if we all lost 40 pounds. Yeah. You can't argue that when we all could use that.
If
but
you
what
gave
I'm saying,
Vivica the choice between me cutting my hair and losing 50 pounds, she would let me grow my hair out.
Why can't you do both?
Because it's
and make her happy.
I don't know. I don't really want to do either.
Ah, I mean, so wait a minute. I think we just fell onto the plan here. He's letting the hair and beard go crazy, so whenever she gives him an ultimatum, he can go, look, I'll cut the hair and I'll shave the beard down.
But I'm going to still be fat.
I'll still be fat. And then she'll be like, well, you know what? At least he met me halfway.
I need to, you know. We're looking at September, possibly, for the wedding, you know. And, I'm going to have to get on the wagon. Maybe when we get back from the Pacific.
Did you see what I started growing again?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
It's a little baby step.
You don't
right
see
here.
It, Carson?
It was a little dark in here, but He also always has a mic in front of his face.
You know how excited I was when I saw that? Mm-hmm. He only grew it for a month last time.
I'm
and
two
I
days into it right now.
If he gives it 3 months, he might have to go full Freddie Mercury with that thing. It would be awesome. He'd be like Fat Freddie. Fratty.
Fratty Mercury. I'll be Fatty Mercury.
Fatty Mercury
is great. That's the best. That's Bubba's Halloween costume. That's it. You'll be Fatty Mercury.
I paid my dues.
I ate my
slice
dues.
After slice. Oh, so good.
Anyway. So if you guys had to go home today and you were going to like do, like you had to have your perfect snack and you have, here's the options. You can have ramen noodles.
I thought you said snack.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not even mad about that. I just ramen.
Frito pie.
Mm-hmm. With onions?
Ugh. No.
Yeah, if you want.
Okay.
Cookie dough.
Ooh, well.
Well,
done.
We know where you got Bubba.
Your choice of any breakfast cereal.
Okay.
Pop-Tarts.
Why are you still making a list?
Yeah,
I've already picked my
ice cream. Or popcorn.
For a snack, man, I do love ice cream. I'm not even a sweet guy, but ice cream is different. I love ice cream.
Do you just eat straight, or do you put it in a cup and pour a little milk in it and kind of let it get slushy?
No, why
you
do that?
Right
out
of the carton.
Oh, right out of the carton.
Magic shell.
Fat powers unite. Yes.
See, and I'll do that, too. I'll get the
people that
pints.
Live alone.
I'll get the pints and I'll magic shell the top, let it get hard, and I'll eat around that.
You get
and,
a pint?
Oh, yeah.
What are you, new? No.
I eat it out of the pint. It keeps me from eating the whole half gallon.
Oh, well.
I just buy a pint.
Well, the pint is the one that's about this big, right?
No, the pint,
the little thing.
One. That's a pint.
No, I get that. Like I go Bluebell, like though. Hey, we're still really a quote half gallon. Now that thing is like a gallon, and that's fine by me.
Well, which one's the ones in the cardboard, and it's kind of rectangular?
Briar?
That's like
that's
a quart.
That's the quart.
That's what I get. Not a pint, the quart.
Yeah.
Okay, that's too much ice cream to eat at
false.
Once. Whatever.
False.
Whatever.
Jeez, I thought I was bad. Vivica got on me the other day because I bought a pint of ice cream, a pint. And she goes, are you going to eat that whole thing?
Yeah.
And I went, did you want some? You could have bought one. We were at the store together. She was like, no, but I mean, you don't have to eat the whole thing. It says 2 servings. I'm like, that's somebody in the government lying to you. That is not that is not 2 servings.
A pint
servings.
Is
you
know like 2 scoops.
Yeah. If, you
like,
know,
fills
a pint
a
is
cone.
A thing is this big.
That
have you
servings
ever
thing
eaten
is
half
a lie.
Of that and put the rest back?
That servings thing is a lie because what they're trying to do is make it look like their food is healthier than it really is.
That's why I like the British system where they just tell you how many are in everything. They're like, oh, would you like to eat this whole candy bar? That's 2,000 calories. Don't mind if I do.
Sweet.
Yeah, and then you know if you eat half of it, you've just had 1,000.
Right.
All right, so Patrick's going to go ice cream. Carson, you're going to go...
It's a toss-up, but I might go cookie dough.
Okay. Bubba, you going cookie dough? Are you
cookie
going
dough.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
All right.
What are you doing?
I think Frito pie.
Frito pie with onions would be my close second. Then ice cream.
Yeah. You only like raw onions?
Or yeah, cooked? No, raw.
Raw,
like the
chopped
little,
up really
chopped white onions.
Yeah, the little bit. Yeah. I don't like that, but.
I like that.
I get that. Really kind of an obscure change of subject here, but you guys may or may not notice that I have changed deodorant.
No.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm
at
using,
what point in the day did you think we were close enough to you?
I
to
am
notice?
Using healthy, non-aluminum.
Oh my gosh! It's not like the thing where your wife gives you a rock and you rub it under your arm, is it?
Well, you have to light it first and get it warm. And then you chant. Yeah. There's a little mantra that I chant. And then and then I sacrifice a goat. And then I take that blood and I rub that under. No, it's a listen, it's not great. It's a little rough. Mm-hmm. And I told her.
It doesn't smell very good.
Listen, this is where it came from. It came from, I remember, you know, some things stick with you. And years ago, I watched a thing about how deodorants have aluminum, and that prevents sweating. That's the antiperspirant part. And that aluminum goes straight into your blood, into your skin. It goes into your body.
I've read that.
And it's terrible for you. And so I remember that, and I kind of remember – oh, maybe 10 years ago, I went on a little kick and with that kind of stuff, and it was awful. So I went back to my Old Spice. And then this past 2 weeks ago, Kathy was bringing up about somebody who had cancer or something, and the doctors told them straight up, stay away from deodorants that have aluminum in them. I'm telling you.
I'm reading my can because I actually keep a can of my deodorant that I use here in the studio for emergencies. You know, how many times have you left the house and gone,
does it say?
No, it says it has butane, some oxane, some hydrofluoroflock, ester, PPG, butyl.
I mean, some
something.
Of the stuff you better make, like you have to, like they don't say aluminum. It'll say, there may be another name for it.
There is a, let me make sure I'm reading this word right. It's dark in here. Distiardonomonium.
Yeah,
that's the only EM in here.
Do you know what though? You don't smell bad.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's the antiperspirant. And I was like, you know, I really don't really sweat a whole lot.
Sodium benzoate.
And I said, she goes, well, try this one. It's just a deodorant. You know, just a smelling thing. But it's like rubbing a rock. You have to. I go, what? She goes, well, you have to stick it on your arm and let it get warm a little bit. I was like, really? She goes, yeah.
Oh,
so. And then I'm rubbing it, and it kind of pulls the hair off your arm.
Let me ask you this question. What kind of soap do you have in your house?
You mean like hand soap or like in the shower?
No, like when you're in the shower, what kind of soap do you use? You use the liquid stuff?
We have the bars that are made with goat milk.
It's got like pebbles and rocks and weeds sticking out of it.
Yeah, the farmer's market makes it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's the first step. The first step is you get soap that looks like somebody made it with grass in their backyard.
That's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what else? You know what is like a tenth of the price and works even better than that?
What?
Irish Spring. It's like 88 cents a bar and it smells
fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. Now, this bar of soap costs $11 and you can actually see the goat seeds in it. I'm like, what is that? I don't even know.
Well, and you asked me out of soda what we're using.
Yeah. Oh, I know, because I'm not surprised, because if you're using natural deodorant, you probably have all natural soaps.
She doesn't use regular toothpaste, too. She uses some sort of a paste that she makes.
What's wrong with Colgate, man?
That's bad for you.
Who says
it's got fluoride in it, man.
My wife says that.
They're brainwashing you.
Yeah, why are we so angry about fluoride?
Yeah, fluoride's good, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something else in it,
There's something with fluoride that it's supposed to be bad for you, though,
whatever.
Too.
So she uses that. It's a whole thing.
Listen. You know what? I use Colgate, and I've never had a cavity, so it's probably okay. Might be making me stupid.
Side effects of fluoride, according to Bing.
Well, we can only take this with a grain of salt.
Take it with a grain of D's soap.
It says it's safe as long as it's in low doses. And whenever you go to high doses, it can weaken bones and ligaments, cause muscle weakness, and nervous system problems.
Yeah, the amount of fluoride in the toothpaste you use every day is not enough to cause that, I promise.
What if you're like that guy used to work with and brush your teeth all day?
Oh, my gosh.
We worked with a guy. You better
that can't
thank,
be good. That,
you better thank yourself.
Carson knows him, too.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. She knows
him. Oh, yeah.
He and I used to work together, too.
And did he brush his teeth all day there, too?
I was not allowed in the men's bathroom, so I don't know.
No.
But
he would brush
he would
in the kitchen.
He would walk around the hall.
In the hallway.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Over. Oh. You know what the funny thing is? Last time after we stopped working with him, the next time I saw him, we were at the gym. In the locker room, he was in a gym locker room brushing his teeth. I'm like, this
He's
is a thing.
You great just oral hygiene.
Always brushing your teeth. But it's weird when you're, you
the
know
best
what?
Part of that story is that Patrick was at the gym.
I used to go to the gym sometimes. Oh, those were the days.
I got you, Vivica.
When I could climb stairs without being out of breath. Those were the good days.
What's the electric scooter thing, Patrick? Somebody said they just watched you do an electric scooter.
Oh, yeah.
And it's
y'all
funny.
See that on Facebook? Five Whiskey Patrick showed up.
Were you drunk on a scooter, an electric scooter?
Yeah. They make you sign a waiver, but I didn't sign it. My future sister-in-law unlocked one of these electric scooters they have all over town. And she was like, you want to try it? Sure. No. You know what fat people shouldn't do? Ride scooters.
What's the weight limit on the thing?
I guarantee you it's under whatever I weigh. That's for sure.
Was it struggling?
It was fine until I got to a hill. And we started I could hear in my mind as we approached the hill, I could hear the scooter going, "Don't go that way." It did not want to go up that hill. I had to get off and kind of give it a little push. It was not okay. Also, it's really hard to stop when you weigh 300 pounds and you on a scooter. Going 5-10 miles an hour, whatever.
I watch
it is.
All those people like because they're everywhere now. Every major city has these scooters, mm-hmm. and so many people are getting hit by cars.
Oh,
they're
amazing.
Running into ditches and you know off cliffs and all kinds of crazy
over.
Stuff. Just fail videos of scooters are pretty great.
We talked about it, shameless self promotion in episode 7 of my podcast. We were talking about I'd love to have been in the meeting where somebody went to an insurance company. And tried to get a liability policy for that business idea.
Oh,
like, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put scooters.
Well, they almost didn't make it. There was a big issue with
them. The cities, there are still half the cities where they try to do this, try to stop them, and then they somehow get around it and whatever. But I'm just talking about from just an insurance standpoint. Like, yep, we're not going to, sight unseen, people just walk up and just take a scooter.
I know. That sounds
crazy. We won't know if they're fat. We won't know if they're 8 feet tall and can't reach the handles. We won't know if they're drunk. We won't know if they're just plain stupid. We won't know. We'll just let them have it.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds like a fantastic idea.
I just got a text from Lee Bryce.
Is he on a scooter?
He's on a scooter right now. I sent him a text earlier and I said, hey, man, you got some nice press on Fox News this morning.
What'd they talk about?
He did a show and last night for the Folds of Honor charity,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of showed a little clip of him singing, and then it was kind of cool because they finished and they goes, and that's your headlines, this morning. And they go back to the regular crew there, and they're like, man, I love Lee, so great. And they're like, yeah, me too, we love Lee. And then they go to the weather girl outside, she's like, I love Lee Bryce. And I was like, man, it was like a love fest. And he was like, oh, that's cool, man. He goes, yeah, that was a great show. Craziest day of my life, but a great show. Now, when Lee says that's the craziest day of your life,
is he available to talk? I want to hear about the craziest day of his life.
I can try and call him.
Just see. So obviously you asked him, and I know you don't want to go too deep into it in case he can call.
Did I ask him what?
Why was it so crazy?
No, I didn't ask. That's me.
That's...
D's a good friend. D's the kind of friend where you go, man, I had the craziest.
Hey, dude. He's.
I'm just plugging in.
It is plugged in. Oh. You got to turn it up. Hey, man. Hey, so we're sitting there talking. We're on the podcast talking about your craziest day of your life. Why was it crazy?
Dude, like 18 things happened yesterday that were just like off kilter. Like, I mean, it was just one after another. It was kind of like when it rains, it pours, but you can't complain because nobody got hurt and I'm healthy, but it was just like just crazy stuff. I mean, it was like from the time I got up, left, got on a jet, flew to do a show, got to a show, realized I didn't bring any boots. So I had to go and I forgot to take a jacket and I was going to New York. So I'm up there in a t-shirt and it's freezing cold. Got no jacket. So I go and get some boots for the show that I had to play that night. We get back on a plane. We go to fly home and they say, well, we can't fly, not home, but fly to our next show in Atlantic City. The plane says we can't land in Atlantic City. We have to land in Philadelphia. So now my bus has to somehow come to Philadelphia and get us. We have to get in a car. We find out that in the process, my other bus gets in a wreck on the way to Atlantic City.
What?
Gets smashed with a car.
Wow.
Luckily, the lady was okay. Everybody in the bus was okay.
Oh, I see the picture. He sent a picture of the oh, my God. Is this the picture of the car that hit your bus?
Car. Yes. Yes. The lady walked away since she had like scratches on her hands. That was
wow.
it, which is like blows my mind.
How do you run into the back of a bus?
She said she was, quote, looking down and not paying attention, which I think that means probably texting. You know what I mean? Which is the most dangerous. Like, I think that's like the most dangerous thing in the world, texting and driving. You know?
Yeah, what do they say? Like, if you text for, if you text, like, send one text for, like, three words, it goes, like, 500 yards or something like that is what you drive?
That's crazy. Well, that's what I guarantee you that's what happened. And, I mean, to plow, I mean, our bus is, first of all, it's a bus. Second of all, it's got lights all over the back of it. It's not just like two little brake lights. It's you know, it's huge.
Yeah.
So, but luckily she was okay, and my percussionist Michael set his neck hurt a little bit, so he got some ibuprofen. But he was in the back lounge though, and he said he was in the back seat, and he flew across the whole lounge and hit his head on the door of the lounge, so which was like 6-7 feet away. You know what I mean? So she hit him hard. Obviously, if you could see the picture, if they could see the picture, they could tell. But I was like, are you kidding me? So then we land and and just all this stuff kept going crazily wrong yesterday. But like I said, everybody's okay, but it was just like, man, I mean, it was the longest day. I got back. But good thing is I got back when we finally did get back to the bus, we started writing a song, myself and Jared Neiman and John Stone, and we got a great one started last night. So that's good.
Does it start off with a lady was a texting on that highway?
No, but that's how country songs should be written, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
And in my country and western voice, that is.
Yeah, that was the old school, man.
You went big deal with classic country.
Thanks, Gene Watson.
I love the country and the western.
Country and the western. Well, we're glad you're okay, man. You've seen a lot of crazy things, and to say that was the craziest day of your life.
I'm forgetting like 10 other things that were just little things that were like just, I mean, I lost my phone and it had to like right before we were going to miss the flight. I was running around in the rain trying to find my phone. I had to get my iPhone app out. One of my bus drivers, somehow his birthday was like a month ago, you know, Well, he didn't realize that his license had expired. Okay, my bus driver is driving down the road with an expired license.
Yeah,
not the bus driver who got in the wreck, right?
There's just a lot of stuff going wrong. I'm like going, okay, what more can you know? But again, everybody's fine, so I appreciate y'all calling.
Well, yeah, you got a nice shout out on Fox and Friends this morning. She finishes up. She like you know she's doing the headlines or whatever. She goes, and finally, country singer Lee Bryce played at the Folds of Honor event last night, and there's a little clip of you singing, they come back and they go and that's your headlines, and they go back to the couch and they're all like, oh, we love Lee, and you know Kilmeade's like, yeah, he's the best, man, he's just a good dude, man, and
that's cool,
yeah, and then what's the other girl's name? Ainsley. She's like, I love him and I love his music. And then, dude, get this. Kilmeade goes, and that song Rumors so good. I love it. I was like, what? Look at you with the talking points. And then they go out to the what's her face out to do the weather out on the street. You know, they have like people with signs and stuff. And she's like, oh, yeah, I love Lee Bryce, too. Who out here loves Lee Bryce? And, like, all the people are like, yay!
I wonder how much that cost. That's crazy.
I had no idea they were doing that. It was a cool show. Folds of Honor is awesome. And we had a cool, like, just broke down me and two players, you know, playing some music. And we had a really intimate, cool show. But I didn't know they were even there or knew about it.
Got the footage. And, yeah, it became a Lee Love Fest. It was pretty cool. I was surprised no one
It was lovely.
It was lovely.
It was lovely.
All right, man. Well, listen, have a good show tonight, man. We'll holler at you later.
I will. I'm about to get to writing actually right now, and then we'll have a show tonight. We'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, we have
see
some y'all. Ideas for you. We'll tell you all of our song stuff later.
Yeah, bring them over.
All right, bye.
Hey, this is Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends. You know us, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Look at Bubba showing off.
What?
I have a thing from Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I didn't do that. That just came out of nowhere.
Oh, sure.
Oh, Lord, man.
You know us.
You know us.
You know.
Brian's funny.
Yes. If I had that money, I'd buy a fishing pole, a cast net, and a minitrain.
A minitrain.
A minitrain.
Get me a on a minitrain to Georgia.
Are you still watching, speaking of the Midnight Train to Georgia, are you still watching The Masked Singer, Carson?
I mean, I tune in for the last 5 minutes because I don't care about the rest of it. I don't care what they're singing. I just want to see who it is. Like, what D-lister they got.
Even though I know, spoiler alert, even though I know one of them is Terry Bradshaw, I put that episode on yesterday just
That's
to
like
see.
Two or three ago.
And I'm way behind. Yeah. I'm way behind.
So does he know Tori Spelling is one of them, or is that?
Yeah, I think
I do now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So do you know who got unmasked the other night?
No.
Oh.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it
Donny
Osmond?
On Wednesday. No. Mm-mm.
Is Donny Osmond on the show? Because I think he's one of them.
I think he's one of them, but he has not been unmasked yet.
Well, there's really a bunch of celebrities. I don't even watch it. I could probably guess, blind guess, and get 25% of them.
I mean, well, LaToya Jackson is in the mix.
LaToya Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, wait,
of course
she is. I mean, she hasn't
John
been unmasked.
Schneider, John Schneider. you're going to have...
Basically, if you look at all the people who are on Big Brother, the Celebrity Big Brother, the people who would do like Celebrity...
Oh, so Kato Kaelin's one of them.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's the way... That's the pool of people
the
they take
Kardashian
from.
Kardashian brother that nobody cares about?
Rob?
Yeah, he
Rob.
Could be, maybe.
Rob Kardashian
probably,
could be one.
He might be too high of a D-lister for this. I don't know.
Nah, it's more like Mama Chris doesn't have a producer credit. So if she's not getting her payday, Rob's not going to be in it.
You know what I thought is, like with the Terry Bradshaw and some of the other ones, they seem to really be, you know, they called in favors from the network.
Yeah.
I mean, because Terry is a Fox employee, and they went and they pulled all those
little
favors. Well,
the person that was unveiled on Wednesday.
Also has ties?
No. That's the thing is that it's a talk show host. And so they keep guessing people from The View and people from The Talk. And I'm like, yeah, those aren't Fox shows. So those
people. Is it
people
a Fox show?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I just said. I said, do they have ties to the network?
No. The person does not. Oh, but that's the point, is that you're guessing all these people who are on different networks. Like, they're going to show up. Like, CBS is going to be like, cool, take our people from The Talk.
So what network is this talk show host from, or is it syndicated?
It is a former talk show host that was syndicated. So it was on all sorts of stations.
Sally Jesse Raphael.
Oh, that would be great, but it was not Sally.
Donahue.
Oh, Ricky Lake. It was Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
Could be Ricky
done.
Lake. Oh, you know, Ricky because Lake. She was a singer. She did hairspray and all that.
Ricky Lake.
Oh, it's
Carson's
Ricky, it's
not
Ricky Lake.
Confirming or denying.
I did. I gave you the nose.
I don't know what the nose means.
It's on the nose. That means I got it right. It was Ricky Lake.
It is Ricky Lake. Which I was watching, and I'm like, never once did she cross. But Robin Thicke guessed it. They must have slipped him a note and said, hey, pretend you know who this is.
Every time I hear him talk, I hear his dad on Growing Pains. He sounds so much like his dad.
Somewhere between half and two-thirds of the people watching went, who is that?
Yeah.
Ricky Lake? She was a what?
Yeah. They kept touting that she was an Emmy winner. And I was like, seriously? Ricky Lake won an Emmy?
Yeah.
For her show, it was pretty big. Okay.
Who's a guy from Alfonso? What's his face?
Ribeiro from Fresh Prince.
He'll be on it. How about, what's the other guy? Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, Arsenio.
Arsenio, he'll be on it. You're going to have Too Legit to Quit. He'll be on
MC
it.
MC Hammer, he always needs a good
Vanilla Ice. Mm-hmm. Yep, I mean, it's a stable of people, and you're just like...
That just rotate through. Like, I can't believe Greg Brady's not on it.
No.
Yes.
No, Peter. It's usually Peter. He could be on either one of them.
What's his real name?
Barry Williams.
Barry Williams, yeah. Yeah.
Before we go, if you are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, and even if you're not, and you have Apple Podcasts, please pull up this podcast and give it a 5-star rating.
There you go. Give it a 5-star rating.
We never ask you to do that. And as we were told recently in a meeting with our digital people, that it's important that we get 5-star ratings because it helps, I don't know, something with Apple Podcasts. So.
It's a way they rate it. And so it gets moved up further up so that, you know, you pull it up and you're like, hey, these are some that you may like. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I don't know. Honestly, some of these I'll listen to and I kind of go, why is this rated so? This is awful. Like, they're not even
some of those,
good.
Some of those NPR ones and things like that that I thought were going to be good they're bad.
Garbage.
Like, so bad. Very unimpressive.
And the people who do them are, like, they're not good at...
Speaking.
Talking.
Talking. Yeah. They're not. It's just wild. It's wonky.
What I can't handle is when people are clearly reading, and I mean not for like 5 minutes, but for like an hour and a half.
Yeah. Where they prep their whole podcast.
Reading the podcast just like this.
The only podcast with reading that I like is the one with what's the guy, the Navy SEAL dude who reads the books to you?
Oh yeah, I didn't care for that. But
see, one of my favorite podcasts, you can blatantly tell he's reading because he's obviously read it. He wrote it, and he's read it so many times that he can't quite get the emotions into it that he should be, or the jokes don't quite
hit. There are people who can read a script and sound great, and then there are people who sometimes read just like this at this cadence. The entire time.
That's the way this guy is. It's Jocko, by the way.
Jocko.
Jocko does his thing, but he doesn't. What he does is he takes these historical accounts from, it could be any military in the world, and he'll read you excerpts of the book, and then he'll break it down, and then he'll read some more of the book, and then he'll break it down and just talk about how these things.
Some people are literally just reading from a script without a break.
Yeah.
I like the ones that are produced, like with the music and the actualities and, you know.
Golds.
You know.
Yeah. If I had that money, I'd buy a fishing pole, a cast net, and a Minitrain.
Man.
Which is why, thank you, Bubba, for doing theme songs for me and Patrick's podcast.
Yeah.
Because like Dee said, it does sound better when you've got a little bit of production.
It sounds a little more professional.
It does.
Even whenever it's very unprofessional.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a custom theme song, it works.
Yeah. Even when it's extraordinarily silly, like my
silly,
theme song.
But silly is good. People appreciate
memorable.
Silly.
It's memorable. I got a James on Instagram sent me a note the other day. He's a regular listener of this podcast and the show. And he goes, dude, I kind of hate you right now because I've had five Whiskey Patrick stuck in my head for 2.5 days. I'm like, yeah, you have. Yeah, that's how it works.
I've had Bop in my head all morning since we talked
about
this.
That's your own fault. You did that to you and to the rest of us.
Don't you think it should be a Friday song we should add? Like just an edited version?
I didn't come in to add to the fire that was that conversation because I knew Patrick was very emphatic. But I agree that you can't be in a bad mood listening to that.
I want Hanson in the studio. Can we make it one chorus and then we don't?
I think it's going to be two chorus. I mean,
it's got to be a verse and a chorus.
No, the verses are verse.
No, but you do at least some kind of, yeah, it has to be something. And then you do the chorus, the musical breakdown, another chorus, maybe more music, another chorus, and then you're done. I don't know. There's got to be something.
Wow, that's a whole lot more than I was willing to. See, I give an inch. Bubba takes a, you know.
No, but this whole thing would maybe take maybe 90 to 100 seconds.
Can you work on it this weekend or whenever?
Yeah, I can.
Because I know you did some other stuff.
I did like some new versions of the Friday song recently and all that.
Just kind of drop some gold on them.
And there is. That's what I was going to say. There's going to be a Friday song. It's going to be the gold Friday song. Pretty much everything you're going to hear is going to be a gold from our gold archives, which means
can
it will make no sense to most people.
I want
but
one,
unless you're a podcast
I
listener.
I want two things. I want all the OKs, and I really...
I wish you'd pull up all the OKs while he's talking.
Yeah, and I want... Everybody see the leprechaun, say yeah!
Yeah!
If you put those two in, I might actually be... I might be pro Umbop if they were in there.
Right,
make me happy.
Let me see what I got here. I got to find the It's Okay because that's different. They're not in the same place.
Oh, yeah. They should be grouped together.
I know.
So how many are there? There's three different ones?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
There's Okay from the lady at the John Dacre video.
Yes, of course. John Dacre.
You have the
piano player
Okay,
lady.
Which was from a caller who goes,
I've got it all
it's
now.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. It's okay.
Yeah, those are all. So. Okay.
Okay.
If you listen carefully, Bubba usually plays one of them at the end when I sing the closing Friday song, and it's but that's okay, and then you get okay.
Okay. Okay.
She's a listener.
So good.
That's a caller. Mm-hmm. And the last one is a caller.
Well, they're all. No, this
oh,
one,
no. And then
this
she's
one's
John
from
Dacre.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay. It's okay.
Those are the best. Right, I wish I could have those as ringtones.
Dude, I can make those your ringtones. It's super easy. Because you have an Apple, all you have to do, I'll teach you how.
Well, yes,
literally,
I want
it'll
that.
Take all of 30 seconds to do.
Whenever Bubba sends me a text, it goes, okay.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts, sponsor of the podcast, O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
Yes. If I had that money, I'd buy a fishing pole, a cast net, and a miniature.
This
was the podcast, but now it's over, and that's okay, because you can listen to the rest.
Sorry.
Oh, man,
this was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio.
Dead on.
Every day.
Okay.
It was the podcast.
It's okay.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.